Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Figure out who you are, don't apologize for who you are, and then become even greater than you naturally are at what you are.
Once you understand that every time you lose is an opportunity for you to not only learn that lesson, but take it a plus one step past the lesson, you'll start to appreciate those lessons. So many people float down the river of life without ever even putting their paddles in the water, just hoping and praying and dreaming and wishing that they're going to end up somewhere good. Guys, that's not how life works. You know, you have paddles in your boat. You've just got to learn to use them.
Humans do not transition to another level when they're comfortable with the level that they're on.
The whole game's broken. Because everybody's too tied up into other people's opinions. I only care about my opinion of myself. And I care what my mom and wife and kids and the world think, just not as much as I care about the way I think about myself.
I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, "Who's your hero?" And I said, "I don't know, I gotta think about that. Give me a couple of weeks." I said, "I thought about it. You know who it is?" I said, "It's me in 10 years. So I turned 25, 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, "So are you a hero?" And I was like, "Not even close." I said, "Why?" I said, "Because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be a hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing."
You want to be somebody who succeeds, you want to be somebody who builds something, you want to be somebody who people write books about one day, you are going to have to be okay with being bad for a long time.
I'm telling you, I've been thinking, I've been making calls. That's what I'm asking you to do. What fuels you? The reason why you're so lazy is not because you don't have the ability. You're so lazy because your dream's so small.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
I dare you to work on yourself for 6 months. I dare you to shut out the world. I dare you to shut out all the distractions. I dare you to give up everything that is keeping you from your dream.
If you have a dream, don't just sit there. Make something happen. Sometimes you just have to move. Do something. Make a call. Reach out to someone. Google something. Learn something new. Write down what you need to do in order to make a better life for yourself. And be brave enough to do those things.
I dare you to take a stand today to say no more. I will no longer accept this for my life. I dare you to take action today. I dare you to write your goals down and get someone to hold you accountable. I dare you to hold yourself accountable. I dare you. I dare you to give up everything that is keeping you from your dream. To say no to all the negative influences. I dare you to pick up a book instead of a drink.
I dare you to work harder than you think you did yesterday. I dare you to prove them wrong. I dare you to prove yourself right. I dare you to stand up as a man or as a strong woman, as whoever you are.
and declare that you are going to claim a bigger and better life for yourself. I dare you to make something happen this week, to take massive action this week. Drop everything and do something. I dare you to walk more than you talk. I dare you to do good for the sake of doing good. I dare you to tell no one about it, to be kind for no reason. I dare you to spend time alone. I dare you to say no with pride. No to bad habits, to negative people, to wrongdoing. I dare you to speak your truth. I dare you to dream bigger, bigger than they told you was possible for your life. I dare you. I dare you to walk your own path, wherever that leads, whatever they say. I dare you to lock the world out for a week and work on you. Work on your dreams.
You're well and truly capable of living at a higher level. If you do or you don't, that's up to you. Ask yourself, am I happy with my life exactly as it is now? Am I happy staying where I am? If you don't like the answer, get to work. Work on yourself. Work harder than you think you've worked in the past. More discipline, higher standards, more self-respect, more boundaries, less BS, more forward, less backward, more positive, less negative. Only those who dare to go after the life most don't have will ever have the chance of living a life most will never have. Only those who dare to fight for a great life have a chance to live a great life. What's it going to take for you to change? What's it going to take for you to realize your potential? What's it going to take for you to be proud? Proud of the person you are. Proud of your effort. Proud of the person you've become. What is it going to take? When you feel like your professor or your teacher has lost their mind. When you feel like your energy is all gone and it's impossible to finish every assignment on time. When you feel like you're mentally broken and your motivation to achieve is hard to find. When you feel like the clouds in your life are so dark it would be impossible to ever see the sun shine again. When you feel. Those are three of the most powerful words that could ever be put together. When you feel. Because the feel means you're still with us. Because the feel means you're still breathing. Because the feel means you still have an opportunity to be achieving. Because the feel means that you still have the power to stop the pain. Stop the bleeding. Stop the hurting. Stop the grieving. I said, when you feel. Because the feel means you're still with us. Because the feel means you're still breathing. Because the feel means you still have an opportunity to be achieving. Because the feel means that you still have the power to stop the pain. Still have the power to stop the bleeding. Still have the power to stop the hurting. Still have the power to stop the grieving. So whenever you feel like your professor or teacher has lost their mind, because they're overwhelming you with a workload that seemingly will take up all of your time, I need you to pause and recall the reason why you made the choice to invest your time. And never lose sight of the fact that you were destined to shine. Never lose sight of the fact that you were made for this grind. Never lose sight of the fact that no hole is too deep for you to climb up out of. And above all else, your why will never ever allow you to withdraw. Your why will never ever allow you to pull the plug. Your why will never ever allow you to throw in the towel. See, it's your why that will push you to dig deeper and to go that extra mile. See, not only do you owe yourself, but you told your mama you were finished. You told your daddy you were finished. You told your brother you were finished. You told your sister you were finished. So therefore, it's up to you to never diminish the value of your word. And a wise man once gave me a wise word, and now I'm passing these wise words on to you. You are in total control of your situation. So when you feel like you're facing a breaking point, this is the point when you go to your professor. This is the point when you go to your academic advisor. And not the time to despise her and not the time to despise him. Simply say, I am in this until I walk across the stage with my diploma. I am in this until I smell the sweet aroma of success. And right now, I'm feeling overwhelmed because I am on academic overload. Do you have have any suggestions that will help me power through this semester. Because my only option is to figure this out. And whatever it takes, I can, I will, and I must do. See, I understand that drastic times call for drastic measures. And the measure of a person's will is determined by what they are willing to do to ensure triumph over tragedy. The measure of a person's will is determined by what they are willing to do to ensure success over failure. The measure of a person's will is determined by what they are willing to do to ensure winning over losing. And see, right now, I'm choosing to fight for my academic future, and that's why I came to your office. I promise. When they see that your passion is pushing you with a purpose, they will give you every ounce of their being to assure you are successful because they know you're worth it. I just need you to never forget that you're worth it. Success is your baby. You just gotta birth it and then kick back and enjoy the fruits of your labor. But in the meantime, I need you to pull up your sleeves. I need you to tighten up your boxing gloves because you're right in the middle of a heavyweight boxing match. And life is trying to take your title, and your survival in this academic arena is at stake. It's moments like these where we separate the real from the fake. But when it's like you shake off any and every punch that life throws and fight back with a series of vicious headshots and body blows to overcome and achieve the victory. But believe you me, life will keep testing. Believe you me, life will keep trying you. Believe you me, life will keep pushing you. Believe you me, life will keep trying to break you. I don't think y'all heard me. I said, believe you me, life will keep testing you. Believe you me, life will keep trying you. Believe you me, life will keep pushing you. Believe you me, life will keep trying to break you. Lock in with me. And always remember, you are unbreakable. They want to see you fail, but you are a diamond, and you succeed because you get back up after you fail, and you will get back up again and again until your arms are raised with the wind. So I need you to speak positivity into existence and ignore your inner voice of resistance, because it's your resilience and persistence that will allow you to master your time management skills, that will allow you to break all of these huge assignments down into small pieces, that will allow you to group study with a winner circle, that will allow you to jump over any, and I mean any, academic hurdles. Always remember, when you fail, that means you are still breathing, and thus you have an opportunity to keep achieving. This is a great day to win.
Defining ourselves by what we are not is the first step that leads us to really knowing who we are. You know that group of friends that you hang out with that they really might not bring out the best in you? You know, they gossip too much, or they're kind of shady. They really aren't going to be there for you in a pinch. Or that computer screen, right? That computer screen that keeps giving us an excuse not to get out of the house and engage with the world and get some real human interaction. Or how about that food that we keep eating? That stuff that tastes so good going down, it makes us feel like crap the next week. We feel lethargic and we keep putting on weight. Well, those people, those places, those things, stop giving them your time and energy. Just don't go there. I mean, put them down. And when you do this, when you do put them down, when you quit going there, when you quit giving them your time, you inadvertently find yourself spending more time and in more places that are healthy for you, that bring you more joy. Why? Because you just eliminated the who's, the where's, the what's, and the when's that were keeping you from your identity.
99% of people are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. You know, something as simple as food and eating is not about your body as much as it is about your mind. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest.
And I think the word discipline has kind of gotten
a bad name, we think about it in terms of punishment. I'm not talking about discipline in that way. I'm talking about discipline in the sense that you forego immediate pleasure for the exchange of long-term self-respect. You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
Because motive matters, right? And what drives us. I always tell people that there's a success formula. I subscribe to it. I call it H-cubed. That it goes from your head to your heart to your hands. Affirm things in your head. But if you're not acting with your hands, there's something that's missing, right? There's an incongruency there. And I what I tell people is, like, you know, check in with the second H, which is your heart, which is the symbol of, like, emotion, the energy of motion. And so I feel like that's the fuel that fuels the car that gets you to take action for something. And I do believe what got me through it is figuring out what my why was.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
And I say, if happiness is what you're after, then you're going to be let down frequently and you're going to be unhappy much of your time. Joy, though, joy is a different thing. It's something else. Joy is not a choice. It's not a response to some result. Joy is the feeling that we have from doing what we are fashioned to do, no matter the outcome. I started enjoying my work and literally being more happy when I stopped trying to make the daily labor a means to a certain end. I need this film to be a box office success. You know, I need my performance to be acknowledged. I need the respect of my peers. All those are reasonable aspirations, but the truth is, as soon as the work became the reward in itself for me, I got more box office, more accolades and respect than I ever had before.
For me, it's like no brain left behind, right? Because I live with that identity for so long. And my message to people, whether it's on stage or on the podcast or anything, is that, you know, we are more than what we're demonstrating, that we've been sold this lie, that people are taught through school. Like when I do these demos and I on stage memorize 100 names and words and numbers forwards and backwards, and it appears effortlessly, I always tell people, I don't do this to impress you. I do this to express to you what's really possible, because the truth is, everyone can do this too, and so much more. We were taught a lie that somehow our intelligence, our potential, our learning, our memory somehow is fixed, or creativity is fixed, or thinking is fixed, like our shoe size. And what we've discovered more, I mean, about brain science, in the past 2 decades, we've discovered more than the previous 2,000 years. And what we know is that we're grossly underestimating our own capacity to be able to grow, to be able to contribute, to improve our intelligence and our influence and our impact. And I want to kind of pull the veil behind and just say, hey, this is about transcending. You know, this is about ending the trance that we're not good enough. You know, that we're not smart enough, that we're not this genius, and telling the truth. And the truth is, we're faster and we're smarter than we think. And not just to be able to memorize things, but be able to really solve significant challenges. And maybe that these challenges that we're going through are the lessons that we need to learn the most. Now, all of us go through struggles, right? In our health or relationship, whatever it is. But through struggles come strengths. And people don't talk about this as much. And, you know, I probably have a post-traumatic, you know, stress from it, going through brain injury after brain injury. There's also post-traumatic growth. which you know, like, as widely talked about. But there's some people that go through immense amount of trauma and difficulty and challenge, but they come out of it actually more empowered. They say to themselves that because of going through this, I found a new strength. I found my superpowers. I found a new meaning in my life. I found a new level of commitment. I found a strength, a mission, if you will. And a lot of them attest that they wouldn't trade that experience, no matter how painful it was at the time, for anything.
I realized what was stopping me was my own fear. It wasn't anything with my educational aspect. It was me thinking I couldn't do well in mathematics. And when I learned to remove that fear and think, I'm going to do this no matter what's going to happen. I may fail it, I may not fail it. I'm going to do well at this, and I'm going to just see where it goes. I'm going to put my all into it. We'll find out.
I'm motivated by fear. I hate being scared to do something. And I think what developed in my early days was the attitude that I started attacking things that I was scared of.
I want to talk about failure. I want to talk about why things go wrong, why you fail to study better, and you're wasting your time, because you can learn as much, if not more, from your failures, your non-starts, your hesitations, as you can from your successes. We think that things happen overnight, but they don't. They happen every day, in each passing moment. You win or you lose. You waste or you create. Winning or passing an exam or a degree, it's not a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing, an every moment thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all of the time. Winning, as a result, or success, excellence, they're all habits.
Your goal is not too big, okay? You're just not yet the person you need to be to execute against that. And that is absolutely fine.
So you don't just lose once in a while. You don't make an error once in a while. You don't fail an exam one time.
You want the secret? It's called work. Do not get confused here. You have to work to match the ambition coming out of your mouth.
There's only one thing that you need to really find, and that's direction. You need direction. Your own direction, not someone else's direction, not your parents' direction or society's direction or social media's direction. Your own direction. But what does that actually mean? It's a big word. Well, it means knowing where you're numbing yourself or where you're awakening yourself. Where you numb yourself off with laziness, sleeping in more than you should, scrolling through your feed more than you should, distracting yourself more than you should, hesitating, procrastinating, waiting again and again until you've numbed yourself from reality. But when you're awakening yourself, you know what that feels like, because you're here listening to this motivational video. You're focused, you're seeking direction, you're setting a clear goal for every single day. You're taking trips to the library or the coffee shop. There's study session after study session. You say no to the easy things and yes to the right things. Music sets the tone for our moments, and we know it because even with these videos that you like to listen to, the best ones have the best music. And it's classical music, 18th century music, that has been shown, scientifically proven, to engage the parts of your brain that are responsible for two really important things, your focus and your memory. So if you ask, if you want to know how to stop wasting time and study more effectively, turn the music on and turn the distractions off. This gym is for your mind's steady study. So choose the tools, the tone that's going to help you the most. And to round off with, just remember this. Only as high as you reach can you grow. Only as far as you seek can you go. Only as deep as you can look can you see. And only as much as you can dream can you be. So reach high, reach far, go deep, and keep dreaming. My name's Geshev, and this is your motivation to study. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.